and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The meditation is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, as we heard it read a few minutes ago. Let us pray. Christ, the unfading light of our everlasting day, our morning star and splendor bright, the life, the truth, the way. That light of truth you give to servants as to friends, your way to walk, your life to live, till earth's brief journey ends. In the name of Jesus, amen. I like Galatians 3. It's a great work of St. Paul in Galatians 3 because it's a great commentary of how the Christian is to understand the Old Testament, how we view the Old Testament now as Christians. In this particular chapter, St. Paul has an attitude. He's a little bit disgruntled. People are not getting exactly what the central aspect, the central hinge of what the scriptures are all about. And that is, namely, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Very frustrated because his hearers, the people who he is addressing, are holding to the old ways of the law, trying to fulfill the law, trying to do what it requires, and forget exactly what had just happened. That is to say, what had happened as Christ had died for them, for their own salvation, fulfill the law, to break the bonds of the law, and to promise life and salvation. He begins, he goes, "O foolish Galatians, who has put you under a spell?" It's like, don't you get it? Isn't Christ and what has happened here upon the cross of Calvary and his resurrection the third day mean anything? Are you so blinded that you have forgotten so quickly about these things? Unbelievable. Exasperating. They forgot what the central point was all about. Paul was saying it's right in front of your nose. And even the fact, even if you're cross-eyed, you're going to miss it because of your mentality. Paul says, it was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. It's kind of fascinating. It wasn't done in private, it was done before their eyes. Didn't you see what happened? Didn't you see the fulfillment of the Holy Scriptures? But yet you have been blinded by the law and of the old ways, and you have not seen what has just happened. This word crucified is very fascinating in the Greek. Stareo means crucify in Greek. This is estaromenos, the crucified one. In some ways, it is believed that this was a title for Jesus for a period of time when they spoke of the crucified one, namely Jesus. In this particular Greek word, it's written in the perfect tense, which describes this, that the one who was crucified in the past now becomes his very state of being today. That means he is always, from now on, the crucified one. The one who bare the marks of the cross for you today, for that life has been won for you. It's much like as we go back to John chapter 20, for example, and Jesus, after his resurrection, appearing before Thomas. And yet, he bore the marks of the cross. He says, "Thomas, look at my hands, look at my side, look at my feet, and believe." For it is said that when we go to heaven and we meet Jesus, he will still have these scars within his own body. Scars of honor, scars of victory, that he has won life and salvation for the world. He is, for us, the crucified one. Paul points that this Jesus Christ, the crucified one, is the very central hinge of all time and of all eternity, the very marker in which we interpret or see the Old Testament. Jesus, who came and lived perfectly under the law to break the bondage of the law to the point of death upon the cross and to rise on the third day, All is tetelestai, it is finished, it is complete, it is fulfilled. In the matters of the Greek word pleroma. But the Galatianites were still trying to fulfill the law. They're all very thinking about themselves, very anthropocentric, trying to fulfill these things, but they're doing it, as Paul says, in vain. For they will always fall short of God's glory. They'll always fall short of the law. So Paul speaks that it is not about the law, but it is by hearing the faith. Faith in what? But in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Don't you get it? The one who's fulfilled the law for us and for our own salvation upon the cross and rose the third day? Matter of fact, this is what we even see in the catechism when Luther teaches on the Ten Commandments. After each commandment, he says we should fear and love God. These are words of faith. If you read the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, it begins, I am your God, there is no other, and I'm the one who has redeemed you. You should have no other gods before me, and so on. Luther does not go, we should fear and love and be obedient to God, because obedience is centered upon us. Instead, we live out the life as described in the Ten Commandments, because of faith, because of trust in a God who has come to us to give us life and salvation, to be a redemption. Faith in the Old Testament was essentially the same faith and promise fulfilled in the New Testament, namely that of the Christ, the Messiah. Paul quotes from Genesis chapter 12. As we hear today of St. Paul, he says, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed, along with Abraham, the man of faith. The notion of this blessing or this faith goes all the way back to the Proto-Evangelium, the first gospel message that we hear of in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, about the seed, Sarah in Hebrew, that the seed that is from the line of Adam and Eve would come the promised Savior. The first kid that we hear about from Adam and Eve is Cain. In Hebrew, the word means possession. It is very much thought of that they thought that Cain, in fact, was the Savior from the seed of Eve, if you will. But yet, as we know the story, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, it says, I've gotten a man from the Lord, is what you read in your English, but Luther translates properly in his German translation. He goes, I've gotten a man, the Lord. You can translate from Hebrew that they thought Cain was, in fact, the Savior. But Cain kills Abel, which causes some trouble. And then the next guy that comes into play in the fifth chapter of Genesis is Seth, which is Hebrew for the word replacement. Paul's point is that Abraham's faith was in the promised child that would save them. Paul quotes Abraham from Genesis chapter 12, that in you all the nations will be blessed. In Hebrew, the word for be blessed is probably more properly translated as will be blessed, and it's passive. It's what in Hebrew we call the niphel, but it acts more like a pu'al in Hebrew, which is to be blessed. That means somebody from the offspring from Abraham would come the Savior. So in the Old Testament, the emphasis is on children, the blessings of children, because from these children would in fact come the Savior. Paul's point, Abraham had faith in the coming of the Savior. Abraham received justification by grace through faith before and apart from the Mosaic law, much like we hear from Paul in Romans chapter 4. The Old Testament is seen through Jesus Christ and Him crucified. For Luther says, no matter where you open the scriptures, the blood of Christ will pour. For there is only one door into heaven, only one way, one truth, one life, and that is through Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It is only in Christ that we have a certain life and salvation. Luther said, crux sola est nostra theologia. The cross alone is our theology. And thanks to the German Carthusians, I can't pronounce that, otherwise known as the Order of St. Bruno, I like that, we have the expression, stat crux dum volvitur orbis. The cross stands still while the world spins. We don't know what's happening in our nation today. We see a lot of things that are going on in the matters of politics and movements and the loss of Christianity here in the United States. We see all sorts of different things that are going on. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow, this coming year, or years to come for our nation in the United States. But we do know for the church. For the church is like the ship with the rudder, which is Christ Himself, who directs our attention and our way, which has its foundation in Christ our Lord, which is the chief cornerstone. In fact, we know what tomorrow is going to bring, the next day and the next days, in the matter of our faith, our life, our confession in Christ Jesus, that despite this world, the world can overcome something far greater, that is Jesus Christ, who has overcome the world and has brought life and salvation for us in the one whom we confess as Christ and Him crucified. The point, let us not forget the point. For as Paul says, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.